Hello and welcome back to the Hard Factor Nigeria Info here in Punhaka, the number one talk news and sports radio station. I'm Diet. This is 8 minutes come past 5 o'clock. And remember, you can join in, watch and listen live via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You're also welcome to join the conversation, drop your comments or questions via this platform as well. Now we move on to developments within Rivers State, especially with the PDP. Rivers State Governor Yusuf Mwike says photos of the PDP presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar and the party's national chairman Yocha Ayu are missing from PDP campaign materials in the state because they did not approach him for any campaign. The governor spoke at the inauguration of the Rivers State PDP Campaign Council in Port Harcourt on Monday. Now, the governor said he was undermined by the PDP presidential candidate in the selection of Rivers State nominees in the Presidential Campaign Council. Let's take yet another listen to what the governor had to say about this development.
Politics is what interest. If nobody accommodates the interest of the party, then we are going to do something. Some people have asked me, oh, why is it that you don't see the presidential candidate, the party chairman, and what I'm talking about? The presidential candidate entered my state and beat members of the presidential council without the whole governor of the state having a contribution. Zero. They said they don't need me to campaign for them. But nobody wants me to campaign for them. Will you force yourself? I have never seen how people would disrespect a state like Rivers State and go and choose those who are enemies of the state.
All right, there you have it, and we're discussing this now. I'm asking you your take on this matter. I'm asking, how does this affect the PDP's chances in next year's general elections, especially the presidential elections? Let's get your take once again via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. The lines hopefully be open in a moment. But joining me in the studio for this conversation right now is editor with the Independent Monitor, Olalekan Ige. Lekan, you're welcome.
Yeah, good evening, Dayo.
Let's get straight to it. I think maybe the most obvious question here to ask is, does this mean the PDP in Rivers State doesn't have a presidential candidate? And can that happen?
Well, if you say PDP, PDP is a political party made up of several members in Rivers State. So when you say, does the PDP have a presidential candidate?
No, I'm asking, does the PDP in Rivers State have a presidential candidate?
That's what I'm saying. Does the PDP in Rivers State have a presidential candidate? And I'm saying that PDP in Rivers State is made up of maybe tens of thousands of members in Rivers State. So does the PDP in Rivers State have a presidential candidate? The answer is yes, because there are PDP members in Rivers State, some who are already supporting Atiku. Maybe the best way to rephrase the question is, would the PDP members that are in support of Governor Yusuf Mwike, would they accept Atiku as their presidential candidate? Maybe that's a better way to put it. Otherwise, there are PDP members in Rivers State who are supporting Atiku's presidential aspiration.
The ones that the Rivers State governor referred to as the enemies of Rivers State? Maybe I should rephrase that question in the spirit of rephrasing. Are they the ones that the Rivers State governor is referring to as the enemies of Rivers State?
No, remember that apart from those the governor had already referred to as the enemies of the state, there are other, should I say, hundreds of PDP members who may even be in Governor Wike's camp and will be supporting Atiku's aspiration. So it's difficult for us to have a wholesale clearance to say, look, the entire members of PDP in Rivers State will not be supporting Atiku. But it's safe to say that, look, those that are within the sphere of influence of Governor Yusuf Mwike may not be supporting Atiku's aspiration. I think it's a better way to put it.
Those who are within the sphere of the influence of the governor, you just alluded that some of them, maybe a handful, might be in support of Atiku's aspirations.
True.
Could those ones be amongst the class of persons Governor Mwike refers to as the enemies of Rivers State as well?
Enemies of the state in this case is political. Mm. Political because they are obviously not in tune with the direction the governor of the state has gone as regards Atiku's presidential aspiration. So It's a political statement from the governor. They are members of the same party, but because they are not aligning with the governor, they are obviously opposed to the governor. And of course, they've shown that already by being part of Atiku's recent movements and all of that. And even in that statement, the governor did talk about not being consulted, you know, when these people were unveiled as members of the Presidential Campaign Council for PDP.
But had the governor not stated emphatically that he wasn't going to be a part of it if certain conditions were not met?
Yes.
Up till date, those conditions have not been met.
So it's obvious that for as long as those conditions are not met, those within the sphere of influence of the governor will continue to queue behind the governor to say, look, for as long as you don't recognize the leadership of the party in this state by not also agreeing to some of the conditions he has tabled to be able to go forward, then we'll continue to align with him and wait for further directives from
still,
the governor.
And still rephrasing, those under the influence of the governor, for them and the governor especially, do they have a presidential candidate?
As of today, they have not stated who their presidential candidate is as at today.
Now, you said at the start of this conversation that the PDP is a political party and the PDP is not just in River State. As a matter of fact, if anything, the PDP in any state, including River State, is a subset of the party.
Yeah.
Now, can it be said, since the PDP is a whole and for example, what we have in River State could also be referred to as a branch of the party. Can the PDP be said to have a presidential candidate? But one branch, it's like a bank saying, this is our financial policy going forward. We are issuing ATM cards to our customers now without charging them a maintenance fee for it, as many banks do. And then one branch at Rumokoro, the manager there wakes up one day and says, you know what? No, as far as this branch is concerned, any customer that gets their ATM cards here will get a maintenance fee monthly. Can that happen? So juxtaposing with what's happening in the party right now, can the PDP as a party have a presidential candidate, but a branch of it, like what we have in River State, say, we don't have a presidential candidate?
The branch of PDP in River State...
Because
remember that, when you're talking of PDP in River State,
okay,
if you check the PDP constitution, there are people that are more or less automatic delegates, you know, for the party. So you are talking of principal officers of the National Assembly produced by the party, and I'm sure you're already aware that we have former principal officers of the National Assembly, like Austin Opara, who was former deputy speaker of House of Reps, is a ranking member of the People's Democratic Party. We have a Senator Lee Maiba, who was also a former senator, is also a ranking member. You have 7 members of House of Reps. So you can understand that, look, when you talk of the PDP constitution, you look at the hierarchy within the PDP. Those opposed to the those not in the governor's sphere of influence are also members of some of those, you know, hierarchy in PDP. So it's difficult to say PDP in River State does not have it. So PDP in River State has a presidential candidate, just like PDP in every state of the federation. But there are some members of the party, led by the leader of the party himself in River State, who is the governor, saying that, look, since you do not want to agree to these terms and conditions for us to come and support you, it means that you do not recognize our influence or our ability to help you to bolster, you know, your aspiration to become the president of Nigeria. So we are not going to support you. But that doesn't mean that it is an entire decision. You know, the PDP in River State has not sat anywhere to say, look, we will not support Atiku. There is no official statement to that effect.
Now, don't this constitute anti-party activity? What the River State governor is doing and those under his influence?
Well, when you say anti-party, it's a little bit delicate to say. Mm. Now,
what makes it delicate?
What I mean by being delicate in this case is that if the governor of River State goes outrightly to support the presidential candidate of another party,
like he endorsed the APC governorship candidate in Lagos,
like he endorsed the APC governorship candidate in Lagos. In this case, if he goes outside, completely outside of this, and endorses maybe the aspiration of either Peter Obi or Ahmed Tinubu, then that's clearly anti-party activity. In this case, there are bound to be dissenting voices within the political party. It doesn't make you anti-party. You're only voicing your reservation. So dissenting voices, or dissent, I should say now, is allowed within the confines of a political party, because there are different tendencies in every political party. And you know that it is a contest for influence, a contest for power. So you understand that there are bound to be clashes of interest within the political party.
So what the governor did in Lagos was anti-party.
By openly supporting the governorship candidate of the APC.
How does this affect all that's playing out right now with the PDP in Rivers? Especially with the leader of the party in the state and those who are his staunch supporters. How does this affect party supremacy? You know, how does this impact on party supremacy? The idea that, yes, like you said, we give room for dissent, you know, you can express your thoughts, your opinion, but the party's position in any matter reigns supreme and everyone ultimately must fall in line with that decision.
Well, that's what I've said, that look, as of today, there is no official statement from the PDP in Rivers State saying we will not support Atiku. So you'd say there is no party decision.
Pardon me, but we have some precedents already. We mentioned Lagos just a while ago, where the governor openly endorsed.
The party is different from an individual who is a member of the party. Now, for you to say this is a party's position, I'm sure you know that the party has hierarchy.
But once again, going by antecedent, sorry to interject again. I mean, especially in most other states, if not all the states in Nigeria, and in particular here in Rivers State, what has been the antecedent? The governor's words usually represent the party's position on matters.
The governor is the chief executive officer of the state. His position sometimes does not align with the position of the party. And that's why, if you want to say a party has done this, there has to be a position of the party. There has to be a state working committee meeting of the party, or a state executive council meeting of the party, where a position will be taken. You understand? And say, look, we of the PDP in Rivers State, this is our position. It's different from the position of the leader of the party. The leader of the party is an individual who has a reasonable sphere of influence amongst his own supporters. But for it to be an official statement of the party in the state, then you understand where it will take place. There have to be a meeting of all of these top-ranking members. Then the decision is taken to say, look, this is
as currently structured and managed, do you envisage a scenario where the party in Rivers State will issue a statement that goes contrary to the governor's wishes?
Because even if we are to have the state executive committee meeting of the party, the governor will also be sitting, because remember, he's also an automatic member. Likewise, we have other senators, House of Rep members, ranking former national and state assembly members, you know, produced by the party and all of that. But I don't think they are getting to that position yet. I think this is like a waiting game to say, look, well, we are still available if you want us to support you, but you already know our preconditions, our terms and conditions of what we want you to do. Until you do that, we are still here and I'm waiting for you. So it has to be a process if the party has to take a position, which is what the constitution says.
In a very likely event, if one were to consider happenings thus far, that the Rivers State governor's conditions are not met, and I think it's more likely that will happen than the conditions are met. In a very likely event, the governor's conditions are not met. Do you see a scenario where the PDP in Rivers State, or at least the governor and his supporters, openly declare support for the candidate, the presidential candidate of another party?
Well, I do not know the internal, you know, workings of what the governor wants.
No, we're just making projections.
Yeah, if we are making...
Do you envisage such a scenario? There could be multiple scenarios, but do you think one of such scenarios is this?
I doubt it.
He did it in Lagos. How is that different from this?
No, that's for a governorship election. Now, when it comes to presidential election, there are a whole lot of things, you know, that are involved. And if you've checked the projections of what has happened in recent times and in recent years, I do not see how people within the governor's sphere of influence would say, look, we want to go and adopt the presidential candidate of another party. Because remember that they're also looking at the chances of the PDP winning governorship election in Rivers State. And in this case, in the next year general election, presidential election comes first. So what if they go and suffer the bad one gone effect? Maybe the governor says, look, we are supporting a Labour Party, or we are supporting SDP, or we are supporting APC, and the party produces the president-elect by February. Will it not have an effect on the governorship election in Rivers State? I'm sure this might be part of the things people within the governor's inner caucus will be looking at. Should we just lie low and wait until the presidential election, or do we think that some other carrot may be dangled before us that might be favorable, you know, to our disposition for us to now join, you know, the presidential campaign council of the PDP? These are things within the realms of conjecture in the days to come.
Well, she had Factor Nigeria Info and Herring Potanko discussing the complications with the presidential campaign here with the PDP in Rivers State. Olaleko Oyege is my guest. We have to go for a commercial break shortly. Join the conversation via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, also via Twitter @NigeriaInfoPH. So please stay with us. We'll be back in a bit.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Hard Factor Nigeria Info and Herring Potanko. Time dial 29 to go before 6 p.m. The major news is at 6. My conversation with editor with the Independent Monitor, Olaleko, continues. Lekon, you're welcome once again.
Yeah, thank you, Dario.
Discussing the complexities surrounding the PDP presidential campaign here in Rivers State. And here's what the Rivers State governor had to say about that once again at the inauguration of the campaign council here in Rivers State.
Politics is what interest. If nobody accommodates the interest of the university, then we're going to do such a... So people have asked me, oh, why is it that you don't see the presidential candidate, the party chairman, and what I'm talking about? The presidential candidate entered my state and beat members of the presidential council without the whole governor of the state having a contribution. So they said they don't need me to campaign for them. But nobody wants me to campaign for them. Would you force yourself? I have never seen how people would disrespect a state like Rivers State and go and choose those who are enemies of the state.
Join the conversation, facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, also Twitter @NigeriaInfoPH. Now, Lekon, considering, as you have said a while ago, that since presumably the PDP in Rivers State, as the PDP in Nigeria, does have a presidential candidate, they need to run campaigns, as other parties need to, by the way, and across the federation at that. And considering, as putting that side by side, the Rivers State governor's comments as well. And yes, as he also rightly mentioned, there are persons from Rivers State who are part of the Presidential Campaign Council. If the situation remains as is, if status quo is maintained, will the PDP be able to launch and sustain a presidential campaign in Rivers State?
Well, I'm sure that the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria already guarantees the right to movement, campaign, and all of that. If the the presidential candidate of the PDP, Atiku and Okowa, who is his running mate, and all others feel that they will need to come and campaign in River State, I'm sure they will come to River State to campaign. It's within their bounds, it's within their right, you know, to come to River State to campaign. Now, like I said earlier, the other members of the PDP in River State who are not within the sphere of the influence of the governor. You know, what makes it a little bit more telling here is that since 1999, PDP has always won presidential election in River State. So it means they have some kind of history, you know, going into this. And only two parties can challenge the PDP for the vote in Rivers State, and that's the Labour Party and the All Progressives Congress. So, you understand?
I'm sure members of ACORD and STP may not agree with you.
No, I think as of today, there are just three major presidential candidates in Nigeria. Not that there are no other ones, no disrespect to them, but we're talking in terms of influence, in terms of visibility, in terms of structure, and all of that. Then the top three presidential candidates in Nigeria are those of APC, PDP, and of course the Labour Party. So, with the exception of PDP coming to campaign in Rivers State, the only other parties that can come this way and fight for votes will be the Labour Party and the APC. So you understand why the PDP thinks that they have a stronghold, you know, in Rivers State, and hence they'll be coming this way to campaign. And like I said, since 1999, the PDP has not lost any presidential election in the South from Edo down to Cross River State. So this is a chance to further maybe, you know, reinforce, you know, their stranglehold on the states in the South. So I'm sure the PDP will surely come to River State to campaign.
Now, if the River State governor, once again, the status quo is maintained, himself and those who are, you know, aligned with his position or in his camp, are not a part of the PDP's presidential campaign in River State, does that in any way affect or have an impact on the party's chances in the presidential election?
Presidential election generally on River State as a specifically?
Generally. River State and generally.
Yeah, naturally. Because River State has remained a good ground for the PDP, if they don't have the leader of the party in the state, who is also the governor, if he's not part of the campaign, if he does not buy fully and wholly into the campaigns of PDP running for presidential election in 2023, definitely is a major drawback, really, because you're a party that wants to take over power. So you want everybody to be on board, everybody to help in actualizing the aspiration of PDP to take over reins of governance in 2023. So if they don't have the leader of the party in the state, a strong member of the PDP for that matter, joining the presidential campaign fully and wholly, then surely is a major drawback for the People's Democratic Party. And I'm sure they will do everything they can to ensure that they bring the governor on board.
Let's get your take on the matter at hand. Take a few calls right now. Line to your open call 0817-963-0002, 0817-963-0003, or 0817-963-0007. Live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Let's go to Facebook now. Let's see. Anthony Igwe goes, good evening, Dio. Governor Wike will not speak for Rivers people. If he doesn't like Atiku, other people in Rivers State like Atiku, he has only one vote. Governor Wike cannot decide for Rivers people. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Hello, go ahead. I guess no one's there. 913,
hello.
Hello,
good
evening. Hi, straight to the point, please.
Yeah, just like the last thing, the last message you read from Facebook. Most of the times, when I look at the drama or the likely jamboree now from the governor, it makes me feel, is it like they're taking River people for a ride? Is it like the 3.7 million registered voters don't have a mind of their own again? And I'm not saying this in any way, as a matter of fact, I don't even support the PDP in any way. But the longer this thing lingers, the more distasteful it gets. You are coming to tell, okay, the whole people in India, the presidential candidate will not come to see the whole governor. And so what? Those people, can the people make decisions on their own? I think what is spoiling all this is the rate of lack of awareness, political awareness, the lack of education, and maybe the poverty. Because people feel, okay, we can influence elections in this and through the coup government. That's why somebody can come and feel like he can lord over everybody. Whether the presidential candidate comes to support the governor or in pictures or whatever, people should be able to take decisions for themselves. We have another alternative in people being Tinubu and Kwasi.
you know, you should not just cloud the whole political space with this article, Kimiko, Kimiko, Kimiko. It's beginning to get faithless. The people have the mind of their own. The people should be able to say, this is what I see in the Labour Party guy. I am going to vote for him. This is what I see. This is what I say, I am going to vote for him. Not this whole article week that is beginning to get fired and all that.
Thank you for your contribution. Hello, Hard Fact. You're welcome. Hello? Hello, 90.3. And via Facebook, Sodi Preye Amunigo goes, it doesn't make any difference. It's clear now that Governor Wike is not working in the party's interest, but for personal gains, and as such should be ignored. All his actions are just for a while. 90.3, welcome.
Good evening, Zion.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Akoku from...
Go ahead. Hello? Hello, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good evening.
Go ahead, please.
All right, Ajaku promise from Rumoduma.
Oh, sorry, we seem to be having some issues. 913, you're welcome.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead, please.
Okay, please, I'm calling you from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
I want to say something concerning this issue of... there are two people in that space that are not interested. I like the article, the first article. Now, I want to let you know that the issue of the first article of again, we should pray. All of us that, if I think we don't know what we want, if, I'm not just hiring article, I'm not studying anybody, but it's clear that we are being marginalized in this. For time, if I don't want to remind you something which you have forgotten, there was a concrete agreement that was made that these people, they just want the power to remain in their hand. Why? And we here, look at what happens to everybody, it's affecting everybody, both north and around Nigeria. So we still want to make sure that those people in Nigeria that want to support these people, are they not among what they're doing out here, even affecting them? What are they benefiting? So they are fighting for their good, that everybody should fight for it. Let it be that the power go run in Nigeria according to what the constitution of this country.
Right, so you have for me, that's your contribution as well. Via Facebook, Joe Bond goes, this is Billy Hardfacts. Wike is indirectly working against the PDP because his spirit has left the party. But due to the fact that he doesn't want his PDP friends and followers to see him as a bad person, coupled with the fact that he doesn't want to go to APC and Labour Party, it's still small for him. So Wike is just in PDP for the moment. In Yemen, Nietzsche, Marcus, Wike is wise enough, particularly said he doesn't need River State votes to win, so no need for his posters in River State. All those behind Atiku from River State are also against Wike, and Atiku knows this, and he's using them, so no need for anyone blaming Wike. Wike leads will follow. Yeah. And Wanja Joseph goes, the PDP has gradually become the proverbial house that's divided against itself that will not stand. The enemies of the governor automatically become the enemies of the state. This is marvelous in my eyes. The governor is River State and River State is the governor. When an enterprise is on a trajectory to failure, that's what you get, confusion. Look, as we wrap up the conversation, is there still time to mend fences?
Well, I'm sure you know that in politics, like we always say, one day is a very long time in politics. It's a very long time. We've seen what's happened in recent Nigeria's political history, and you know that decisions can be taken in less than a minute, you know, and it alters the course of what has been on ground all this while. Definitely, there are rooms for negotiation. There are rooms for alignment and realignment. You know, in politics, it's a contest of interest, and when your prize is met, you know, when you are contesting for the interest, then you can say, look, let all bygones be bygones. And I'm sure you are aware of our famous words, you know, in Nigeria's political balance, it's a family affair, you know. So at the end of the day, they'll say, look, this is a family affair, and that you know who will be the culprit in the long run. Is the media. They say, look, they've been misquoted all along. Mm. Even when you supply them with the evidence of what they said, they say, no, it was edited.
They were quoted out of context.
So, you know, of course, there's room for.
And if the price is met, by the way, those enemies of River State would now become friends of River State.
That is a family affair. It's a family affair, Dayo. So since you're not a member of the family, Dayo, you have no right to question how family members reconcile themselves. It's a family affair.
On that note, we wrap up the conversation. Thanks for joining in. Continue, keep the conversation going on our Facebook page and Twitter as well at Nigerian for PH. Thanks to my guest, Ola Lekan Iges, editor with the Independent Monitor. Lekan, it's always great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.